whenever you measure volatility, there's two things you have to think about. The observation period, which is the total length of time over which you're going to sample. Should you go back 1 month and look at prices? Should you go back a year and look at prices? 5 years? That's called the observation period. And the second is the sampling interval. Let's say we decide to have an observation period of a year. Should I sample every day during that year? Should I sample every 5 days during that year? How frequently should I sample? I've talked a little bit about that already today. The main restriction that's been imposed in this discussion in the text is that we're going to measure volatility by looking at past price changes. And somehow we're going to use the past price changes only to measure volatility. In real life, you can do a lot better than that in many cases. Let's say there's this firm that has been going along, nice time series, and then it announces a merger with another firm. Do you think you should just go back in the past and just use the time series in that case? No, you want to consider the fact that the firm it's merging with, if it's a significantly sized firm, is going to have an impact and perhaps change the variance of the successor firm. So you want to think about the events that are happening in markets and not just use time series blindly. The company on Milvia, Barra has a regression model that contains something like 100 variables. The return over here, they've got 100 variables they're going to use to try to explain that return. If you just take the variance of the return that's over here, you're going to be able to express that in terms of the variances of all these variables over here and their covariances. For instance, some of their variables might be, is the firm large or small? High dividends, low dividends? What industry is it in, etc.? Has it done well lately or has it done poorly lately? They have a whole series of measures like that. And they're hoping to explain the returns that are observed with all those measures. That's more of a fundamental way of measuring volatility rather than just relying on past time series. And obviously, a combination of the two is even better, which is really what Barra does. That takes us well beyond what we can do here. But you should realize that you can do a lot better than is being discussed here by using variables that really, from an economic point of view, ought to affect the return.